birthday gifts they give you?
You got to.
No. What is the amount?
There's a de minimis amount of $75. If you receive something from the company less than $75 in value, you don't have to report that. And the other thing is if the company is actually making a gift to you, in all honesty, you don't even need to, unless it's a, let's say, a $1,000 gift or a $2,000 gift. If they send you a product that costs $125, you're going to be okay. You don't report that, okay?
Is that $300 call earnings, a gift, or what is that?
No, that's earned income, and that will be.
The car bonus is actually in your commission check, so that when you get your 1099, that will be indicated.
Yes.
So both of you, how about the like an incentive trip? Because that is, you know, that would be an I don't know. You didn't pay for the incentive trip. If you earn the trip, is that in our 1099?
Earning the trip is not necessarily in the 1099. Okay. What's that? Do you have to report it? No. There, you don't have to report that. The one thing, though, to be careful on is how much do you deduct on that, okay? So you don't have to report just that gift right there. Yes, ma'am, in the back.
Check stub?
Yes. The check stub is the best, all right? The check stub, actually, the very best is the Form 1099, because that's the company stating to the IRS. Here's what happens. Just because you receive one, don't think you're the only one. The minute that you receive one, the IRS receives one. They are building a tax return on you. By the time you file, they're going to say, wow, Keith has got a 1099 for $50,000, so he better be reporting somewhere right around $50,000 for my top line before I have any expenses. If I reported $20,000, I'm going to get a letter. Okay, they're going to say we have a problem here.
Hi, Keith.
Hi.
How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Good. You started to say something, and you were too fast for me. You said, now, if you make $5,000 purchases from Youngevity, and then I lost the rest.
You will receive a Form 1099.
Why is that?
The IRS figured out a long time ago that people, especially in industries like ours, and it's not necessarily inside of Youngevity, but in quite a few companies, people do a lot of retailing,
right,
of product. And that will be assigned to them. If you've purchased $5,000 worth of product, that you're probably retailing
that
the product.
Sense. But is that outright, or is that over a year's time?
Year's time.
Oh, really?
Yes. If you've purchased over $5,000 in a year's time, that will be on Form 1099.
So what about CEO kits? That counts too, or how would they?
That would count as party for $5,000, yes.
And the other question was, you said be careful on the incentive trips. They don't count, but watch how much you write off. So could you write off the flight? Could you write off some basics to get the over there and back? And
yes, you can. You can write off up to $2,000 on those, okay? Taxes. Thank you. I'm so sorry. I was lost. I was like, oh boy. Yes, sir.
Those of us that incorporated or running a company, we don't get a 1099. We can call Youngevity and they can mail us what we need to file taxes with?
If you are an LLC, in other words, if you have an EIN, you filed with your state, technically they don't have to send them out. Most people do. Oh, very
we
good.
Are.
We're in business.
Business.
Which is.
So,
is there something that they can send?
In your back office, there's a commission statement, and it has all of your statements.
Okay.
It tells you exactly how it's broken down, and that way you can tally all that up and know how much you are going to, you know, you've been paid and what you're going to have to owe.
They don't have to. I'm sure if you asked them to, they would. Okay. Now, one more. Okay. I don't know. They can. They don't have to. In my situation, I'm an LLC. They send it to me. Okay. Yes, ma'am. Fine. How are you? No. I'm sorry. That's on a luxury trip. I know it was the TAC Dream Trip. Okay. Do you know the incentive trip they have going on the boat and everything like that. Okay. Airfare, you don't have to. In reality, for us, the loss is $2,000. If you're buying extra rooms, if you're spending extra money to bring our family, you can't deduct because they're going to be personal, okay?
Right.
But if you're spending that money, then you'll be. Let me keep on for a second, because if we don't, we're not going to get very too far. But the second thing that the law says, as I said, you must make an accounting of all expenses incurred during the year. And we'll get to this in just a second. The words that are so important when you're thinking, is an expense going to be deductible or non-deductible? It is, the test is what's called if it is ordinary and necessary, then you should be able to deduct it. Ordinary, coming to convention, absolutely. That's something like that.